Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey, one of the MCSEs at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We have three lines open. Feel free to get online on this lovely Saturday morning before the big storm, and we'll do our best to help you out. And you're nice enough to join us so far, so let's go right to Joe in Litchfield. Hey, Joe.
Hello. Hi, Eric. This is Joe calling. Question on cord cutting.
Yeah.
I understand you're quite an authority on that.
Not an authority. I'd like to cut my cord, but I'd like to hear what people have been doing.
Okay. Have you cut your cord on your place?
I have not cut my cord as yet. My wife would like me to.
Okay, that's where we're at. We haven't done it. We've been debating this for months, but
right. We
just not made the leap, and because we're not too sure if doing it after we do it, that, you know, are we better off? Are we worse off? Do we know what we're doing?
Cutting the cord is kind of a little bit of a misnomer, too. People don't understand that you still need internet, so you're going to have a cord. Okay, good.
Sure.
Let's start with that. You're going to have a cord of some kind.
Yeah, we understand. So, again, that brings the question, should we stay with the cable company for our internet? Some say no, you should go cut it all away and go somewhere else.
If you have another choice, I would too. If you have a choice like some other fiber company in the area or even municipal fiber if it's in the area coming, then the answer is yes.
Okay, I have to check that out.
I doubt in Litchfield, I don't think you do have another choice.
No, we're rather remote here, that's true.
You're lucky you have.
I might have to stay with them with that. As far as the phone, we know, I've heard of VoIP. And that was a something we debated. And you mentioned, what was your?
UMA. Yeah.
That's a freebie.
It's a free, free phone service. All you're going to do is pay federal and state taxes on it.
But
it works great.
We have five different phones throughout our place.
Yeah.
Use those, or I have to get a different system, I suppose.
Right. Most likely you're going to have to get UMA phones.
Okay.
So you have to replace those phones with UMA phones. I think you could also use certain phones that are existing. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well,
some will work, some won't, maybe.
They have phones like that you could plug in.
Right.
To the, which, and then you could use a wireless where they have like in my house, I have five extensions that work off the same hub, if you will.
Right.
Okay.
So you
Very
can
good.
Easily do that.
And you cut the cord, taping programs, we do like the DVR, you know, and we use that a lot.
Yeah, so I have a TiVo DVR. I enjoy it very much.
TiVo,
there's Roku, there's all sorts of DVRs
so
out there.
That's not a problem to, not an issue to replace then.
Not at all. And you could just buy the device and, or many smart TVs come with it built in. And you won't be renting your DVR like you might be now from your cable company. If you add all your fees up.
True.
I mean, all the hardware they rent you, the DVR they rent you, the taxes they have on there.
The junk fees.
The fees. I mean, the amount of fees and taxes on these services is ridiculous.
Yeah, we see it all on there. I know it.
Surcharges this, surcharges that, taxes this, taxes that. I don't know. I mean, eventually the legislators are going to get you on the other side too. But for now.
Will we still need a modem?
Yeah, you'll still need some sort of internet service, so you'll need a modem, and I'd recommend buying it.
Buy your own modem.
So all you for how many people in your family up there, Joe?
Just two of us.
Just the two of us. You guys could probably get away with a 25 meg or even 30 meg internet connection, and you'll be able to stream on the one system. It's you and your wife sitting there watching TV. You'll be happy as a clam.
Yeah.
And
the other day we were researching this, and found this US TV 24/7. I put it on my computer, and I said, "Wow, I got all these channels." I must got about 20 channels there on that thing, right on my computer.
Are you aware of that, Bob?
Yeah, I get quite a lot of channels. A lot of them are Spanish language, which doesn't help me, but.
But are you familiar with U.S. TV 24/7?
No, I just get an antenna.
Oh.
Just a standard antenna and plug that into your TV. And you'd be amazed how many channels you can get. You get all the local stuff.
Okay.
Now, interesting. I'm looking at it. I'm looking it up too, the US TV.
Personally, I'm blocked from Channel 8 because I'm on South Mountain in Bristol. So I can't get it. But I used to get Channel 20 up in Springfield to take its place, or Channel 22, I guess. And the trees grew up across the street, so I don't get it anymore.
Yeah.
We've got to add more tinfoil, Bob.
I think that'd be a problem because we have a big hill behind us here. Mm-hmm. We're up high here in Litchfield, of course, but that hill might mess us up.
Yeah. So you're gonna do without. For in some cases, you can also add services like Sling or YouTube that offer you choices for channels.
Okay. Yeah, because we have Roku in our TV now.
Oh.
And
you're all set.
In our bedroom, we don't have very good service in the bedroom with that for some reason. I have a separate Roku there, but mm-hmm. doesn't seem to pick up as well there for some reason.
If you
maybe run a wire, a data wire to
up in Litchfield, if it's worthwhile for you, you could get an antenna tower and put a tower up and get something like a WineGuard makes it looks like the old conventional antennas. And that has a range of like 180 miles. So if you get up over the hills,
jeez,
you know, you're going to have a lot of reception. And if you put an antenna rotor on it, so you can focus in on the channels that you want, you know, point it in the right direction. You'll have so many channels that, you know, it'll be amazing.
Maybe attach a windmill to it and power your house. No, I'm just kidding. That sounds pretty
very
big.
Good.
All right, Joe.
I appreciate your help very much.
Yeah, good luck.
Are you going to put any of this on your site?
Probably not specifically, but, you know, the ideas are, you know, many approaches, but you've already got a lot of the stuff that we talked about.
All right, I appreciate your help.
You got it, Joe. All right, so cutting the cord, you know, that's something that a lot of us want to do. We're going to we are going to put a link here about some of the issues you may not have thought about if you cut the cord. There's some problems that might occur, but... And that website that Joe was talking about, USTV 24/7, I have no idea. But they're getting channels, and it doesn't cost you anything. Somebody's ripping off something. So that may or may not continue to work. Let's go on, unless there's some sort of advertising that's allowing it to exist. Let's go to Kate in West Hartford next. Hey, Kate.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I attended a program a couple weeks ago where one of the speakers talked about human trafficking.
Oh, okay.
And it made me think of you people because you're so knowledgeable of all these other means of preventing people from invading computers.
Okay.
So I wondered if you had done any work in that area, or could you give any suggestions as to what programs would be good? Because there's a lot of children that visit the grandparents, but the grandparents don't attend the program. I understand there's... the police go out to some of the schools and talk, but many grandparents don't do that. So
you're saying that the child trafficking occurs has something to do with technology?
Because the children are enticed through computers.
Sure.
The people that want to traffic the children.
Gotcha. Well, the only thing I could recommend, and we do recommend this all the time, is OpenDNS.
Okay.
So within OpenDNS, if you've configured that on your network within your home, anybody coming into your network, if you've configured it to block things like pornography and all the things that you'd want to protect kids from, OpenDNS allows you to do that. If you've checked those boxes, that could improve your security within your home. However, I don't know, kids these days have their devices, and within their devices, they download apps. And if the bad guys are using apps, there's not a whole lot OpenDNS can do anything about, unless it's using the internet to get from point A to point B. I think that won't be blockable, if that makes sense. But you definitely can implement OpenDNS to better secure your network, and for everybody who connects to it. While you're in your home, that's really all I know that I could do. I've not done any other research to on this specific topic.
Okay.
So
well, thank you very much.
All right, Kate. Thank you.
Appreciate your help.
Oh, our pleasure.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. We got Joe on the line and Bob in Newtown. A couple lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And we're going to be at 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. I was looking up that US TV 24/7 that the person recommended. So this is the kind of the problem out there when you are trying to find a way around paying for something that needs to be paid for. That site could be malicious. The reason you're getting access to, you know, sites that are, you know, let's say Fox News, CNN, using this technology, you know, those guys get paid by the cable providers to give you the channel. This website isn't doing it out of the kindness of their heart, and it could be malicious in that when you use it, there could be other nefarious reasons. Because again, I don't think this is something that is like endorsed by those channels to say, hey, you can find us on this .com site for free. It would break all sorts of rules with that or agreements that they have with these networks to offer their channels. So be careful. Those are really the kind of things that are perfectly designed for folks to be scammed with, because it's you think you're beating the man, and the guy that's offering it to you happens to be just another man, you know, messing with you maliciously. So be careful. Let's go to Joe in Avon first. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Yes, good morning. I'm very interested in this conversation you're having about cutting the cord. I've got a couple of issues. First of all, I'm in Avon, so there's a lot of times where our internet service is in and out, and also our phone service is an issue. I have a bundle, so I really depend on that hard line a lot.
My other issue
is we're a 6-TV family, and at some point during the day, there could be 4 TVs on at the same time.
Yep. So in that case, you need a good bandwidth, right? You need probably 50 to 60 megabits of bandwidth to support that amount of streaming.
Okay.
So that's number one. You know, even you have a bunch of devices streaming data, you need enough bandwidth to serve it up. So 6 TV streaming is going to be a good, let's say 65 megabits is probably plenty. But you're telling me your cable service is dropping in and out, or your broadband service, right?
The cell phone is the bigger problem up here. That's why we have to keep the hard line, because we need our cell phone service is just not that good where we are in Avon.
Yeah. So what you must have an older phone.
We've all got smartphones and. But it depends on where we stand in the house.
Well, most new smartphones, like my Pixels that I've been using for years now, many Apple phones can use Wi-Fi to make phone calls. So you don't even care to use the – depending on the carrier. Now, maybe the carrier you have is not allowing you to use Wi-Fi to make phone calls, but that could be your limiting factor. The ability for your phone to make a Wi-Fi call avoids those problems completely.
Okay.
But the other issue of you dropping your service, your broadband, if you have got about 65 megabits, I think you'll do fine. The cable company will always sell you more if you should you need it.
Right.
And then you just choose the services you want to stream.
We do have a couple of smart TVs in the house and some that aren't smart TVs.
Yep.
Does that make any difference?
Well, you have to make the ones that aren't smart smart by adding a Fire Stick or a Roku or some sort of box to them so they can access the internet and get the content.
So it sounds like as I'm adding and going at them, I'm trying to figure. You know, obviously, I'm trying to figure out what the cost difference is going to be. I'll probably pay with, and we rent a lot of movies, so we pay $350 a month for the bundle.
Holy moly!
Yeah.
That's a luxury car payment.
It really is.
Do you think you're getting that kind of value in your entertainment?
Well, the TVs are on a lot, and we do all the sports channels and all the. You know, the problem is we have 200 channels, but we probably use 35 of them.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would tell you to look at, like, YouTube TV to see if the channels you're using are over there, because that's a $40 a month service. Look at Sling. You kind of have to look at the a la carte to see where you're going to choose your channels, because that you have a lot to play with. At $350, you said?
Yeah, well, we probably rent, you know, $50 to $60 a month in movies on the weekends where we're, you know, where we're, you know, we're renting movies.
Gotcha. Well, I like to use Amazon Prime for that. My movie rentals are $5.
Things like that?
Yeah. Amazon Prime has got a lot of these great movies, okay. And it cost me $100 for Prime. I don't even buy anything on Amazon. We just use the Amazon Prime for that. And you can rent a movie for $5. So I think, yeah, you definitely could. We could almost create a consultancy to save you, you know, that a lot of money in that 300. Yeah. You have a lot of room in $350 to save you a bunch of money. I mean, your internet, if you just did internet, even if you did 100 megabit internet, that would cost you maybe $80, $90 a month.
Wow.
And then you look at whatever channels you want from the other services, you could cut that probably in half without even trying. That's a lot of money you're spending. I'm not judging. I'm just, that's why.
No, that's why I'm having this conversation.
Yeah. The more we do this and the more other folks talk about it, we're going to come up with some sort of like formula, some sort of prescription that we can apply that you guys can all just do. Try it out.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay.
Bye-bye. The key is really the internet connection, right, Bob? How much are you going to pay for that internet connection to, quote-unquote, cut the cable, which is the TV side of the equation, the TV and phone side? You just need that stupid broadband connection, and it can be stupid. It doesn't have to be some smart connection. Just 50, 60 megabits, I would contend. That's I'm running in my family. Three boys streaming like crazy, online games. When they come home from school, from, you know, take a month here between the break here at college, I get warnings from Cox that we're moving nearly a terabyte of data and we're going to get charged. They're not complaining about any performance whatsoever, and I got 65 megabits, even though Cox says I should have 100. I haven't even bothered to even increase it. That should do you just fine, right?
Oh, yeah. I get much less than that.
And you're happy.
Well, I'm not happy about the price.
What are you paying for much less than that?
Oh, I'm up to... I have one phone line because I have to have the bundle supposedly to keep my what you call it price, but I'm paying $200 a month.
Oh.
And I'm not getting any TV.
What?
Yes.
Oh, you're paying the business connection.
Yes, I have a business connection. Yeah,
I've got to qualify.
They're gouging me.
Yeah, well, you're a business, they think. All right, we're going to step out for. No, we can't. What are we doing? Are we continuing on here? I'm completely lost here. I'll continue on. I'm not going to step out for a break. What am I talking about? Let's go to Bob in Newtown. Hey, Bob. What's going on?
Hi. Hey. I was fascinated by your comments about Facebook and how it sells personal information. It was something I did not know, one of the unwashed.
Well, and, yeah.
And what my question is I've signed up for Facebook probably 5 years ago.
Sure.
Put a bunch of friends on.
Yeah.
And then discovered that all I was getting was a bunch of pictures of somebody's second cousin's birthday party.
Yeah.
And I said, this is a total waste of time.
Of course.
But I never tried to remove myself from Facebook.
Okay.
I've never used it. Does that mean that just because I am actually listed on the Facebook that they are reading my internet?
No. But they can make inferences of you because of who your friends are.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
And that's actually
Go ahead.
Oh, that's how a lot of these companies.
I put a bunch of friends on right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I never communicate with them because they're all like I say, giving me the pictures of their second cousin's birthday party.
But they can make inferences about you and what you might be interested in because of your friends, because they know about them and they're posting like crazy, right? So that's how these. Same thing with LinkedIn. All these technologies are able to aggregate this information and produce kind of a dossier, for lack of a better word, on Bob from Newtown. And then when you are surfing the internet, that you will be delivered advertising based on what that company's paid guys like Facebook and his other folks for that information about Bob from Newtown, if that makes sense.
Okay. No, it does. I understand what you're saying. Even though I never use the internet, Facebook, I have
you have
all these
friends
out there. Yeah, I get messages from them all the time. I never respond.
Yeah, but those friends are going to give them an idea about you.
Well, that's good. I better have good friends then.
All right,
thank
awesome.
Thank you very much.
All right, Bob, you got it. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. We have three lines open for you. We're here till 11 o'clock. Everything we've talked about has been posted live by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com, the name of the show.com, which also works. If you go to Facebook, if you still go to Facebook, and you like us on Facebook over at Tab Computer Systems, and Mark Zuckerberg deems the newsworthy, it might get to your newsfeed. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. You're all done with your milk and bread. Everyone's on the phone all of a sudden. So thank you for joining us on this Saturday morning. We'll get to all your calls if we can. Let's go right to Charles in Hartford first. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
Good, I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you. Since you were talking about phones this morning, I was wondering what your take on the advertisements you see about the consumer cellular phones.
Consumer cellular phones. It sounds kind of generic. Can you give me a little more information about brand or type?
No, they just advertise
Is it called consumer cellular? Oh, that's the brand. I see. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never used it.
The AARP endorses it.
I'll take that with a grain of salt, maybe. Yeah, I see it here. Consumer cellular.
Yeah, they advertise like a flip phone and with simplicity and security, and they have like a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the price
today's
is right,
top technology.
I can text for $25 a month, it says.
From the brochure that I have here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking here. Yeah, talk and text. There's definitely some deals here. However, the key here is in data, right? So if you've heard my show at all, I talk about my Google Fi phone, Google Project Fi.
Yeah.
So my phone bill from last month, I'll tell you exactly what it was. My data cost me $3.46. My calls and texts cost me $15. And my taxes cost me $2.84. So my cell phone bill was $21.30. What they're doing here is talking about all these gigabytes of data.
Yeah.
And you probably don't need it. I have my data saver on. I do any of my phone updates occur over Wi-Fi. I'm not paying for any data. So I'm only using 300 megabytes of data a month. And I'm an IT guy. I'm a geek. I'm not missing out on anything, okay. I promise you. So this does seem like it has some options here. Anything with limited minutes, though, 250 minutes, like Project Fi is unlimited calling. For $15 in this case. So I would tell you that it seems like it's an option for you, but I wouldn't necessarily endorse it or not endorse it. Do your homework. The AARP endorses it. I'm not sure how much they're getting for that. I'm sure they probably are getting something. Maybe I'm wrong, but they also offer a discount, further discount, because you're an AARP member. Maybe you can get even better saving.
From the brochure, they're saying from 250 megabytes up to 10 gigabytes.
Right.
It's like $40 a month plus $20 unlimited.
Yeah. And again, I doubt you need a lot of data like I just talked to you about earlier. You don't need that much data.
Yeah.
So if you look at the 250 megabit plan, it's $5 a month. Now that's a deal.
I would say open up a web browser, go to Consumer Cellular, click on Start Saving and see what their plans are. Yeah. And then go to Google Project Fi.
Yeah, and take a look at that too. There's a lot of
them. And then side by side, you can see this big difference.
Yeah. And the other thing too is these other services that are offering competition against the big boys out there is awesome, right? The funny thing is they're piggybacking. Like on my technology here, I'm piggybacking on Sprint and T-Mobile and U.S. Cellular to get my service. So
they're offering voicemail, users alert. Mm-hmm. Caller ID, call waiting, call forwarding, conference calling.
Nice. What are you paying now, Charles, per month?
Well, I have my granddaughter on the plan with me since high school, and it's about $160 a month.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're paying a lot of money for your cell phone. So you do have a very strong reason to change. Check out Google Fi. I tell you, I've saved a ton of money. My kids are all on it. Thankfully, two of them are paying for their own cell phones. Google Project Fi. I'll put a link up there.
Okay, thank you very much.
Another alternative, and good luck out there, Charles.
All right, thank you very much.
You got it, sir.
Right.
Bye-bye. But yeah, never heard of that particular one he's talking about. But
well, I see it advertised all the time.
Do you?
I watch over-the-air TV.
Well, right, so it's there all the time. All right. Well, it could be a good choice, too. I don't know. Let's move on to Stan and Hanover. Hey, Stan. Stan, you there?
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. What's up?
Hey, I was listening to you guys talk about, cutting the cable and whatnot. I cut the cable about, back in August.
All right.
I was paying Comcast $315 a month.
Wow. What do you do now?
I'm down right now with, because I have the phone line, because I have to have a landline out where I live.
Okay.
And whatnot. I'm down, I've cut that thing well in half. I'm paying about $137 a month right now.
So how are you getting your entertainment? What are you using?
I'm using a PlayStation View right now.
Okay.
Which, because I watch a lot of sports, and mm-hmm. they offer a very good sports package, and, you know, for $60 a month.
Good.
I get everything, and then I got Netflix, and of course Netflix is just going up.
Yeah, the cloud is going to, so they're going to crank it, what, 18% or something like that, I heard?
Because I use high def. It's right now I pay $14, $13 a month, and it's going up to $16.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's going to go up a couple, but I got to get rid of, I still got the Comcast modem. I'm thinking about getting rid of that thing because I'm paying, they just went up on that. It's $13 a month now.
$13 a month for a modem you can buy for $50. what a deal. Yeah.
Really, I can pick one up.
$50, $60.
I got to get one as phone. You can put the phone in.
That's the thing. Well, you could always change that, Stan, and go to UMA and get rid of the phone from them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then just buy a regular modem and go to Voice over IP, and your UMA will be free, and you'll just pay whatever the federal charges are. That might be a way to get rid of that piece.
Yeah, because I can't see paying $13 a month
for a modem.
Stupid modem. It just sits there, and yep. I have problems with it. I got to call Comcast to come and...
Comcast loves it. They make good money off that modem.
Big money. They make a lot of their money off of the hardware rentals.
Yeah. So... What is UMA?
UMA is a voice over IP phone system, and you'll turn your little wire there. What they're doing is emulating a POTS line. They're emulating plain old telephone by having it plugged into your modem like that. You're going to actually have a voice over IP, so you're gonna port the number from Comcast to UMA, and that's free. And then you're just going to put a UMA device in there and a phone, and now you've got your quote unquote landline.
Wow.
Yeah, it works great. I used it for years until I finally convinced my wife that I don't need to pay these taxes at all anymore, and we got rid of it completely.
if where I live, if I didn't have the cell phone coverage out here so bad, I'd get rid of the landline.
Well, the thing is, too, again, if you have a phone that's capable of making Wi-Fi calls, Stan.
Well, that's what it does. I have to make my call over Wi-Fi.
Then you don't need a landline.
Okay.
Right? If your cell phone can make a call over your Wi-Fi... And you're not using the cellular service.
Okay, I mean, because that's what it does is makes it sit. I have to make Wi-Fi phone calls inside my house.
Yeah, so if you're doing that already, you don't need the landline. Yeah,
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, so you're paying for a landline you don't need because you're already have fixed that problem of the poor cell service because you're doing your Wi-Fi calling.
Interesting.
Right?
I'll talk to my wife about that. We'll get rid of the landline.
There you go. Good luck with that one. It took me a long time with my wife.
But I'll tell you, by cutting the cable, I'm saving myself a bit of money. Now I'm going to see if I can get rid of that Comcast modem.
Yeah. And the phone line. Look at you. You're going to keep cutting.
Yeah. Thanks for the information, guys.
Oh, good luck, Stan. Thank you. Our pleasure. Bye-bye. I was reading an article recently about Vermont. There was this guy, I'll actually go find it, that was going out and proving that the 4G LTE coverage in Vermont is not what the services are saying it is. They're supposedly like, they have to have 95% of the state covered with this service, and it turns out like it's much less than that that's actually covered. The guy actually drove 6,000 miles to prove that the service wasn't what it was cracked up to be. I'll put that link up there because it is kind of interesting. There's so many people have problems with their cellular service, and it turns out that the service, you know, you see all these big red maps, big pink maps, big yellow maps, whatever they are. It turns out the service really isn't quite what they're telling you it is. And now with Wi-Fi calling, you don't even care anymore. You don't need the cell service anymore to if you're within your home and you have Wi-Fi running. You just make
so
a Wi-Fi
mean
call.
Those coverage maps that they all put out could be false advertising?
It could be, yeah.
Oh,
I'll put the link.
That can't be. They're not allowed to lie.
Well, you know, they're bending the truth. We'll put a link up here for you. You can read the article. I'm going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. Lori, Ed, and Danny, hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. and you guys are all on the phone here, so you've jammed up my lines. We'll get right to your calls. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Dr. Lessie's up next. Let's go to Ed in East Haven first. Morning, Ed. What's up? Ed, you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. What can we do for you, sir?
Let me just start off, say I got an HP computer a little over 2 years old.
Okay.
And developed a slight problem here.
All right.
When I go to enter into the database and so forth, and by the way, I'm using Frontier as my internet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I go to type in like NBC, CBS, and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and I get a secure connection failed. Now,
okay.
I went over and I took and I put malware bytes on my computer and I ran that.
Yeah.
And came back and it said there were no.
No malware.
No, yeah, nothing. It turns up. However, I get the secure connection failed. An
right.
error occurred during the connection to search PlunSafe tab search.com. And then it starts off SSO received a record that exceeded the maximum permissible length. Then it goes on, error code, SSL,
right.
error, RX, so forth, so on. It says the page you're trying to view cannot be shown because the authenticity of the received data could not be verified. Please contact the website owners to inform them of a problem.
Right.
So down the bottom, it says try again. Now,
yep.
a couple of times I tried just tapping try again,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up with CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. However, now when I type in, it says malware bytes, and I just lost it. It says PUP.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just flickers and it's gone.
Yeah.
So can you help me out?
Some of this has to do with where you're going, and it could also be that you have other issues like, do you have running AVG or Avast on your system?
What was that again?
Do you run Avast or AVG?
No.
Okay, so that's not it. How about ESET?
I think it's a TLS issue.
I agree, yeah. But these are major websites. Have you updated your browser in a while?
I've been using Mozilla.
Mozilla? Mozilla?
Corn oil?
Corn oil. It came right to mind, too. Corn oil.
Firefox.
Yeah, Firefox, Mozilla, Firefox. Try to update it. What's happening here is the like Bob said, the TLS security, the SSL certificates are coming back as not current. And they're blaming the site you're going to as the problem. So update your browser because I suspect the sites you're going to are legitimate. It sounds like they are.
But your browser's not up to date.
Right.
That's our guess.
Okay.
If you update it.
One other thing.
Yeah.
As far as cutting the cable and so forth.
Yeah.
I'm not a intense TV user, so what I did was I took and I went on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you can learn anything you want. And there's a series of videos there that shows that if you go down to Home Depot or Lowe's and you buy, maybe 20 feet of regular house wiring.
Yeah.
Cut the insulation off and cut the wire into various lengths and bend them like a V.
Gotcha.
You need 8 of those.
Yeah, you can make your own antenna.
Yeah, you just got a piece of wood that you could fight alongside the road anywhere. It's from 4 to 6 foot long, 3/4 inch thick, 2 inch wide.
Yeah.
And you get
a
little transformer. You can buy it at a hardware store for $4.
Yeah.
Buy your cabling to the TV.
Yeah.
I put it up at my location. I can get all the New York channels. I can get down into Jersey,
nice.
Long Island. I can get up into Massachusetts.
So is that big thing of plywood and wire hanging in your living room?
Well, you can put it outside if you take it.
Well, where's yours at? I'm curious as to where you stuck yours.
Well, I can put it in the living room. I can get it. I can put it outside. Of course, if you put it outside, then you got to take
and cover up the various connections with a rubber compound to seal everything up.
Yeah, right. Now, I'm just curious. Are you married?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she not mind that? That looks, sounds like a monstrosity you've built there.
Well, you know, it's...
You got that through?
You know, I got it on the side of the house. Nobody ever sees it.
Ah, there we go. That's cool. No, I, that's a great point. You can always make your own antenna, and that can work too. With me, I'd rather buy one that is all set. I'm not that handy, but for those that are, YouTube will help you.
Yeah, well, there's a whole series of antennas that are weird shapes and so forth.
All right.
And from what I've been reading, I haven't tried any of them. They seem to
Work
with good performance. So.
Sounds good, Ed. Thanks for the info.
Yeah, there's only one thing, though. You know, you only get the channels that are available commercially on the air. You don't get all the premium channels that a lot of people have to get into and so forth because there's a storyline that you got to follow from week to week or something. You know?
In that case, you get to pay for the stream. So, thanks, Ed, for that. Appreciate it very much. I know that I wouldn't be able to build one of those things. Let's go on to real quickly here, Lori in Deep River next. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hey, good morning. We cut the cord a couple years ago.
How'd you do it?
Well, we tried the antenna bit.
Yep.
Our neighbor has wonderful home security something which blocked all the signals, so we weren't getting 3, we weren't getting 8.
Wow.
We got a couple of the PBS stations, but that's it. Nothing.
So that didn't work.
Yeah, that didn't work. So we ended up getting Hulu.
All right.
Hulu Live.
Nice.
For $42 a month.
There you go.
Okay, that works.
Yeah.
And Amazon.
Yep.
And between the two, we watch all kinds. And
you're happy campers.
Yeah, you know, it works. I mean, I wish we had better than Frontier, which gives us all of 6. Well, really only 5 something.
So 5 megabits, though.
5.
And you're streaming okay?
We are streaming fine.
That's my point. That is my point. You don't need a lot of bandwidth, and you're how many people in your company? In your house? Just the two of you.
Two of us and a couple cats.
Yeah, perfect.
But you can't watch the TV and do any real heavy internet or something like that. That it does interfere. So
correct.
You're limited.
You're limited, but only 5 megabits. That just proves my point that if you had 25, you'd be a happy camper.
If we were allowed, but Deep River doesn't have it, and we refuse to go back to Comcast, so...
It's a principal thing with you, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, there were issues.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there were lots of issues with Comcast.
But you're probably paying nothing for 5 megabits, right?
I think we're $60 a month because that includes the house phone.
Ah, there it is.
So, gotcha. And I want to keep the house phone for when the power goes down because we have zilch for cell service here.
All right, well, I can't say that's not a bad idea.
No, it works.
All right, Lori. Well, I appreciate you letting us know.
Yep, have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Good luck in the snow. I want to thank Mike for posting everything live for us. And thank you, Matt, for producing. Stick around. Dr. Lessie's up next with Healthy Rounds.
See you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.